Okay, so good morning and welcome to everybody who is joining in for this Shia from Torah Way on Erev Parshas Tzadzriya Metzora. This is Shimshon Silken, and I would also like to dedicate this Shia Le'ilu Nishmas. My mother, Zechrona Livracha, her Shloshim was just yesterday, Bas Sheva Bas Rabbi Yisrael. And the Shomer Shem and Aliyah, and we should all see Yeshua and the Chomus Vezer Hashem. Akoponim, apologies also for the slightly unclear presentation. It's not down to your line, it's actually due to hay fever, so I'm not able to present as clearly as I would like. Nevertheless, with Hashem, we will struggle through and present what I think is a very interesting idea. This week's parasha, or should we say parashas, Tzadzriya Metzora, focus almost primarily, almost exclusively, but certainly primarily, on the Indian of Negoim, the Indian of Nega, and specifically Tzoras. What I would like to look at is the Indian of Nega and the Indian of Tzoras itself. Number one. Number two, why Dafka was it remedied, both diagnosed and remedied by the Kohen? Behuva la Kohen. What did the Kohen, what does Kahuna have to do with Tzoras? Yes, Shamsher Paul Hirsch makes the point that we should not assume nor make the mistake that Tzoras is a physical affliction. Of course, it is a ruchnistic affliction. And therefore, in fact, one of the rayas to that is that the Metzora did not go to a doctor or to a medical professional, but rather to a Kohen, because it was an Indian of Ruchnius. But nevertheless, why couldn't he go to a Novi? Why Dafka the Kohen? What is the connection between the Kohen and the Tzoras? Even if it's an Indian Ruchni, nevertheless, there are other addresses unto which one can take their Inyoni Ruchniim, Nevi'im, Rabbonim, Tzadikim, Kadoshim, Zakenim. Go to the Zakenim. Why did it have to Dafka be diagnosed and remedied through the Kohen? Dost Neshayim. So let's have a look at the Gemara in Erechin Daf Tezayin. The Gemara there explains the causes of Tzoras. What is it that a person is guilty of, so to speak, is afflicted with, ruchniistic wise, that brings about this expression of Tzoras in his skin, or his clothing, or his house, etc.? What is it that generates the Tzoras in the first place? And even though the Gemara has a list, nevertheless, one could quite easily categorize them into three major categories. And that is Taka, the Mahalich of the Klioka. Klioka sees three categories associated with the Metzora that brings about the Tzoras. I'm sorry about the noise in the background, somebody outside. Loshon Hara is one Indian. The second Indian is Gas Ruach, and the third Indian is Tzorasai. Loshon Hara, Gas Tzor Ruach, and Tzorasai. Loshon Hara, anyway, I'm not sure how this is going to work now, unfortunately. The timing is really bad. Somebody's come to do some work outside my window. So I'm not sure if I'll be able to continue the recording of this. However, I can take my phone out of the room. Maybe I can continue the recording. Let's try. Let's see. I'm going to move to a different location in just a second. Sorry about this, everybody. The challenges of giving shear from home. Just a moment. Pause the room. Okay. The Sotten is gewaldig. Gewaldig at Sotten. Mamish the moment to give the shear. I made sure everything was quiet. Everything's quiet around. And there's a builder turns up to do some work. outside on my window, actually, at 9:30, waiting for him since Monday. I've been waiting for him since Monday. Turns up at 9:30 on a Friday morning when I'm giving this particular shift. Okay, it must be a good sign. Al Kaponim, the Kliyoka says that the categories of Tzoras, of the Metzoro, of Metzoroim, are the causes of Tzoras, are Loshon Hara, Gassus Ruach, and Tzorasayin. And that is why for Loshon Hara, we have the birds, the Shnei Tziporim, as Rashi brings down, because the birds are Metzachzifim the whole time, chatter, 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 Twitter, Twitter, Twitter. And therefore, that corresponds to the Baal Lashon Hara, which the Gemara already talks about earlier, the Daf before. The second cause, the second catalyst for Tzoras, why a person would get Tzoras, is Gassus HaRuach, which is gaiva, arrogance, haughtiness. And for that we have the Ezoiv, for that we have the great mighty cedar tree that is mixed in with the hyssop bush, right, the lowly bush together, that is part of the procedure of the Tara, because that is to implies is based on the Medrash Tanchuma, actually Medrash Tanchuma, the remedy for the Baal Gaiva is to realize that even the great eight eras has to be lowered and reduced, as Rashi brings down, to a level of humility and anava. And the last is Tzorasayin. Tzorasayin, the correspondence to Tzorasayin is Uboa Sheloi Habayis, says the Kli Yoko. Because, what is Tzorasayin? Tzorasayin is jealousy, envy. It basically is when a person thinks that they're a big shot and that they are, that they deserve everything, and when they see somebody else with something that they want, so tzorayin is a narrowness of the eye. They are restricted in their view and their understanding, and their envy and their jealousy takes over, and therefore the pasuk says v'huba shaloi habayis, right, that one should not be jealous and constantly in a state of envy regarding other people's possessions, other people's material situation. This is your house. And corresponding to these three categories, we have the three types of Tzoras themselves. Se'es, Sapachas, and Vaheres. Se'es, Shteta Ramban, is a loshon of Hisnasus. It's a loshon of Kisiso. It's a loshon of being raised up, of being above, of being lofty. And this is to correspond to the Gas Ruach. The Gas Ruach is the one that has an inflated, puffed up ego. He is the one that walks around with a level of arrogance. He struts about like a peacock. So the Tzoras that is raised above in a very ugly fashion, above the skin, is the Se'es. And this corresponds to Taka, the person that is puffed up and elevated in his own mind above other people, the Gas Ruach. So the Se'es comes to fix the Gas Ruach. The Sapachas is the opposite. The Sapachas was a Tzoras that was sunken into the skin. And here the Indian is that the Tzorayim, the one who's jealous, why is he jealous? Because he's consumed with his Gashmias. Was consumed in his Gashmis. Because a person who lives for Ruchnius, Rav Dessler writes about this in Kuntra Zachesed, Skatev Nishtori doesn't care how other people drive a nicer car, wear nicer clothes, have bigger houses, go for longer holidays. Yeah, Skatev Nishtori, Loch Batle. His focus is on Ruchnius. Another Rabbah, if he does have Kino, then Kino Soifim Tarbel Chochm is a healthy Kino. That's not the Tzorayim. The Tzorayim is someone who's so fatifed, he's sunken in his Gashmias, that he feels that when other people have what he feels he should have, what he wants to have, he can't have it. And therefore, corresponding to the Tzorayim, you have the Nega of sapachas, which is sunken deep within the guf, within the gufnius, within the gashmius, within the choymer, within the material of the person's guf. And thus is the Indian for sapachas. And then we have the last category of, or the last type of tzaras, rather the last type of tzaras is the baheres. The baheres, what made the baheres unique was that it was particularly white. It was very, very white. V'im baheres levonohi, it's like snow white. The Sforim say that this corresponds to the Baal Loshon Hara, who is malbin penei chaveroi, who whitens the face of the subject, the victim of his Loshon Hara. And so therefore you have a type of tzoras, a type of skin affliction, which also reflects or represents the Baal Loshon Hara. So the Gas Ruach is represented by the Se'es because of the elevation, and the Tzorayin is represented by the Sapachas because he is fatifed and sunken and too consumed in his Gashmias, and the Baheres represents the Baal Loshon Hara. And the truth is that all of this can be seen in a Pasuk in Tehillim, Perikuf Aleph Pasuk Hei, Meloshni Basese Re'ehu Oysoi Atzmis, Geva Inayim, Urchav Levov, Oysoi Loi Uchal. Meloshni Basese, the Meloshni is the Baal Loshon Hara, the Baal Shinim. Geva Inayim is the Baal Gaiva, and the Urchav Levov is the Tzorai. And all of these, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Oysoi Loi Uchal. And some would say there's actually a progression, that a Baal Gaiva feels that everything is his, and therefore he's Tzorayin, and that's why he speaks Lashon Hara about other people. But this is the Indian of Meloshni Vaseisa, Gvai Naim, or Rechav Levov, Oysa Duchal, the three categories that actually are all Mitzoroyim as a result of their deficiencies in these areas. In the area of Anov, in the area of Shmiras Haloshin, and in the area of Harchovas Alev, in the right kind of way. And the interesting thing is that you find with these categories another commonality. You find another common thread, the Tzadah Shoveh, that really links them all together, and in the sense that they really share the same root. The Baal Gaiva, we are told, in the Gemara involved with Asra, the Gemara says about Gaiva, someone who has a gasus or ruach is like an oved avodah zarah. Oved avodah zarah. He's the one who says ani va'afsi oved. It's me and nobody else. I'm the king of the castle, and everybody else is the dirty rascal. Rav Dessler says that Gaiva is toichen ha'apikorsus. Zoi shrived this. The essence of apikorsus. About Gaiva, because he walks around thinking like he runs the place. There's only one entity, one koyach that runs the place, and that is the Eivishter. And if you look, we just had Pesach, and we were talking about the characters of Pesach. You know, Moshe versus Paroi. Moshe is the greatest Onov, Moshe Onov Moed, and Paroi is the greatest Baal Gaiva. Paroi is the greatest Baal Gaiva. He's such a pashtunken Baal Gaiva that no matter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws at him, he's like, meh! Me, Hashem, Hashem, not impressed. At one point, maybe he has a flick of recognition of the Eivishter, Hashem, Atzadik, Vani, V'Ami, Oroshoi. It didn't last very long. Tremendous Baal Gaiva. He thought that he was God. He thought that he created the river, which everybody worshipped. That's why they joked that he was in denial of the Eivishter. But then he says, I made the river, Li Ori Vani Asisi, and then he goes even further and says, Li Ori Vani Asisini, I made myself. How a person gets so conceited to think that they've made themselves is probably beyond all of us. I mean, were you here before you created yourself? Because if you were, then you didn't create yourself. And if you weren't, then how did you create yourself if you weren't here to create yourself? You know, all of that. But he, Mamish, was the Tanid HaGodosh of Hayam, as the Novi calls him. He was the big crocodile in the river. He thought he was the bee's knees. He was the crocodile's knees. Yeah. Leo Rivani Asisini. And Mimele is the biggest crow because the two go together. You know, the apostle we just quoted before said about the Gvai Naim, Oysa Leucho. The Gemara says about the Baal Gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eina Nibahu Yecholim Lodum Al Adarachas. He and I cannot live in the same place. We cannot live in the same space. Why is that? So the Chorot Avot is poshut because there's no room. There's poshut no room. The Americans have an expression for Baal Gaiva. They say he's full of himself. Yeah. So if a person is full of himself, so the Rosh Hashem can't get in. He's not saying that he's the worst Rosh Hashem. Maybe there are other Roshoim or equally bad Roshoim. But the problem with the Baal Gaiva is, where should I go? The ego is so inflated, I can't get in. I remember years ago on the aeroplanes during the security video, they used to give an instruction that you should not inflate, chas v'shalom, in the case of an emergency, you should not inflate your life jacket before leaving the aircraft. And they would show a picture of this fellow who's blown up his life jacket before trying to leave the aircraft, and he gets stuck in the door. And I used to look at that image and say, that's the Baal Gaiva. That he's so full, his ego is so inflated, like the jacket's inflated, that you can't get in, you can't get past the Kosh Bochum. Says, Oysa lo yuchel, I can't get in. The Onov, on the other hand, the greater the Onov, so the more he lowers himself, so the lower he makes himself, the more of a clay kibble he is. So he can receive much more Torah. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Onov, not coincidentally, was also the greatest Novi, the greatest tzaddik who ever lived, because of his Onov. These two things go together. So that is the Baal Gaiva, who is the Oved Avodah Zorah. Where else do we find an Oved Avodah Zorah? Who else is compared to an Oved Avodah Zorah? The Tzorayim. The Tzorayim, the person who has Chemdo, the person who has Kino, the person the whole time is looking at everybody else and, you know, can't forgive, you can't rejoice in what he has for himself. He's always looking over his shoulder at everybody else. Look at the Ibn Ezra. By the Aseret HaDibros, he links the last of the Aseret HaDibros to the first of the Aseret HaDibros because he asks a question. The Torah says, Lo Sachmoid, you should not be envious. Fregen Allah, how is that possible? How can you tell someone how to feel? They see someone has something that they want, they're going to want it. Right? Person makes a better shidduch, person gets a better job, person drives a nicer car, whatever floats a person's boat. And they see someone else has a nicer boat, so they want that boat. So how can you command Lo Sachmoid? I can't help it. So Ibn Ezra, you have to learn the first one, says Adibus. Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. Ich bin der Ebishter fit the Welt. You have what you need, and if you don't have it, it's because you don't need it. Boshut. And that can help you deal with your Lo Sachmoid. So therefore, the Tzorayin, who is the other category, the other Metzora, the Tzorayin is also guilty of Avodah Zorah. He's also guilty of a lack of Hakara, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha in the world. Lashon Hara is a fusion, was actually a product of the previous two, because the person who speaks Lashon Hara typically is a Tzorayin. It could also be a Baal Gaiva. It could also be linked to a Baal Gaiva. Because who is the person that speaks Lashon Hara about another person? Someone who likes to put other people down. That's what a Baal Gaiva wants to do. You know, there is a healthy Gaiva, the Chiddush Arim. The Chiddush Arim talks about the Anova that Shaul HaMelech displayed, and he was told off. And he lost his Melucha because of it. Shmuel Anovi took it away. He called him El Hagag. To call them to the roof to tell him that you need more gaiva, Shaul HaMelech. You should not be nechba lakelim. Your gaiva, your nechba lakelim, your hiding from your duties is actually the wrong kind of, is actually a type of gaiva in a way. Right? A healthy a person with a healthy self-esteem is not about gaiva. And the person with a healthy self-esteem does not speak Lashon Hara. Small people talk ill, talk small of other people. The bigger the person is, the less they speak Lashon Hara, because they don't need to speak Lashon Hara. They feel so comfortable and secure in their own world and in their own life. And they feel accomplished and successful. So, what do I need to do that for? What do I need to do that for? So a person is looking for a quick rush, a quick fix. So they speak Lashon Hara. It's like drinking a,
you know, a can of Coke or Red Bull or something. It doesn't, it's a long term. This is not an answer. Right? There's two ways a person can raise themselves up. They can either raise themselves up through Torah and mitzvahs and steiging and ruchnius and mitzvahs, toivis, all good zachen. Or they can artificially raise themselves up by trying to push the next person down. So this is very much connected with the Tzorayim and the Baal Gaiva, where you find that the Baal Lashon Hara is an Ovid Ovid Zohar, and Ataka, and Taka, Azo Shtet, in the Gemara. The Baal Lashon Hara is Ovid Ovid Zohar, and is a Kofi Beika. The Kofi Beika, why is it Kofi Beika? He's speaking about, another person negatively. Why is it making him a Kofi? So the way we've explained it is because, as the Sfasebe says, big people don't talk. They don't talk. Right? Because we don't have the need. A big person, I wish I could say we, a big person doesn't have the need to shtip another person down. The Pasuk state, Taka, Yachit Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Dalet Pasuk, Yachit Hashem kol Sivsei Chalokos, Loshon Medaberes Gedoilois, Asher Omru Lil Shoneinu Nagvis, Sifoseinu Itonu, Mi Odoi Lonu, Mi Odoi Lonu. The person who has Sivsei Chalokos, who is a Loshon Medaberes, who says Lil Shoneinu Nagvir, this is the person who says, Mi Odoi Lonu, who's boss over us. That sounds very much like Paroi, who says that Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Koyle, who is this Hashem? Just connect this in the final few minutes to the Koyim. If we look at the Koyim, we ask the question, why does the Metzorah go to the Koyim, Dafka, for his treatment? Why not to another Odom Godel of a different description? Perhaps we can say, because the Kohen also possesses three unique qualities. There are three specific unique qualities that apply to a Kohen. Number one, the Kohen is an Ohev Shalom. Aaron HaKohen was the ultimate Ohev Shalom, or Ohev Shalom, and Noch Hillel tells us, Hillel HaZokim tells us in the Mishnah, Hevei Mitalmid of Shal Aaron. Ohev Shalom, Ohev Shalom, Ohev Sabrius, Makor Velatayro. This is the opposite of the Baal Lashon Hara. As we state in Sfas Emes, Baal Lashon Hara is not the way of Shalom. Paket, the Baal Lashon Hara does the exact opposite of Shalom. He spreads machloikas and sino, whereas the Kohen represents the Ohev Shalom. And therefore, the Baal Lashon Hara needs to go to the Kohen. What else do we find with Aaron HaKohen? Aaron HaKohen says the words, V'nachnu bo, what are we? Moshe Rabbeinu was regarded as the greatest honor on earth. What we are told, the Mishnah says, Ma'oid, ma'oid, hevei shval ruach. Exceedingly, exceedingly, a person should be a shval ruach, should be an honor, should be humble. Ma'oid, ma'oid, exceedingly, exceedingly. The second ma'oid is Moshe, Avraham, and David. David said, Ani talas v'la'ish. Avraham said, V'anoichi ofer v'eifer. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'nachnu mo. Well, Aaron HaKohen also said, V'nachnu mo. The ultimate expression of humility is V'nachnu mo. We're not even the Tolas. We're not even up. We're not even eight there. We are what? We are gol nisht, mit nisht. V'nachnu mo. This is the middah of Aaron HaKohen, of the Kohanim. And that corresponds to the Gas Ruach, who thinks that he is everything, the Aesop of our world. Aniva Asi Oid, Yeshli Rov, I want to conquer the whole world. The Baal Gaiva, who wants to conquer the whole world. Whereas corresponding to that, not only do we have the Se'es of the Tzara'as, but we have the Kohen, who when the Metzorah comes into contact with the Kohen, he is inspired by his incredible humility and self-negation, Menachnu Mo, and that can correct the internal malaise that has given way to this affliction. And last but not least, the Tzorayim. Why does he go to the Kohen? Because we said before, Behuva Shaloya Bayis. And you know what? The Kohen doesn't have a bias. Eino chelik benachalo. The Kohen has no chelik in this world of Gashmius. The Kohen, even in Eretz Yisrael, specifically in Eretz Yisrael, receives his livelihood from the Trumas and Maestras of the Kein Chelik Hotenisht, on Kein Bais Hotenisht, because he's not bothered by the transient and useless nature of Gashmis is above it. Noch above it. The Kohen lives a life of Ruchnis, and his concern is the next mitzvah, the next Avodas Hashem, and not the next suit or the next watch. Zelo ichbat loy. And not even the next house and the next real estate. Doesn't have it. The Kohen lives without it very happily. Other Rav is privileged. He's privileged not to be steeped in Gashmis. And again, the Tzorayin who finds Gashmis such a problem is inspired by the Kohen. Therefore, Behuvo el HaKohen, because he'll learn to be an Oiv Shalom, and therefore will not speak Lashon Hara. He'll learn to be an Onov, Menach Lubo, therefore he won't have Gassus or Ruach, and he will learn that you don't need property to be choshev and to be fulfilled in this world. Adarabba, it's easier without, and that is the Kohen, and therefore that will correct his Tzorzayim. Melech Nozog, as we are locked in due to this terrible virus, like Hakadosh Baruch Hu should bring a Yeshua and a Geulah Shleimah B'Korov, that some of these things are almost forced upon us. Lashon Hara, there's no one to talk to. And many people, they're only communicating via on the phone. Nobody's gathering around the chulent and saying, did you hear, did you hear? And people are thinking, having to think twice about what they're saying, because you have to get a device, you have to call someone. Gassus Uruach, no one's strutting about. No one's going anywhere. No one's driving big, fancy, sleek, swish cars around. Right? Easy, you know? Easy. Someone told me very early on in the lockdown days that he opened his cupboard and he saw an array of suits and shirts and ties, and he looked at it and said, what do I need it for? What do I need it for? I just wear my t-shirts and no one's going to know, you know? And the t-shirt doesn't have to come from some brand or some label either, you know? I can get it from Asda. There's no Kasas of Ruach at the moment. No one's walking around to the Koibas of Kufa, look at me, because no one's looking at you anyway. And Sorosai, we're all in this together. What Gashmi is, you know what Gashmi is. People this year, if they can get a holiday in Devon, they'll bite your arm off for it. Halavai, Kulahai Bulai. You know, nobody needs to fly to Vietnam, you know, it's just because to show the neighbors that we did a fancy holiday to the next person. It's not happening. Kodesh Baruch Hu was almost forced upon us a major reduction in Lashon Hara and a major humbling of ourselves and a major lesson in appreciating, in being Samech B'Chelko, looking around. We're being forced to look around the Dal Davos of our homes and the beautiful families that we have, Beza Hashem, and deriving much pleasure from that. And in that way, we can all be Kohanim. We're charging towards Vayimid HaSinai now. What does our Kodesh Baruch Hu say there? We're all Kohanim, which means we all have the capacity to be Oyeve Sholoim, to be Anovim, Benachlubo, to say Eli Chelik Benachlo. I don't need the Gashmias, Beis Hashem, if we can all be greater Oyeve Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll gather us together, come say Yachad. May Arba Kavfoy Saores Bez Hashem Mukorov Shkoyach for joining us for this year and Shkoyach for listening.